Hello.
Hi, Santos. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Soy Nadine.
Okay.
Ay, es que estuve en otra llamada y dije, ay, Dios mío, se me va a pasar y le tengo que llamar. Okay. Okay. So, dígame.
Yo tengo una sola pregunta, mire.
Sí, dígame.
Yo acepté el pago. Bueno, acepté el pago porque lo agarrara de para
ajá.
para la aplicación que dijo.
Sí.
Pero yo estaba analizando, bueno, estaba revelando, estaba yo. Deme un segundito. A ver si,
ok, yo me espero. Ya.
Sí, es que no sé, necesito responder una llamada.
Ok, agárrala. Contéstalo y si cuelga yo te hablo en 5 minutos.
Ok.
Hello. Okay, cuéntame.
Perdón, no sé si me escuchó la conversación. Estaba yo.
Oh, no, yo no escuché nada. No se oye nada. Era silencio.
No, es que yo no lo vi bien y presioné el botón. A veces se pone
no. No, yo no escuché nada. Estaba muy silencio. Okay,
bueno, lo que le iba diciendo... bueno, era un customer, lo que pasa es que le di un appointment a él esta tarde, y,
okay.
pero él me mandó unas fotos del trabajo y entonces yo le dije que iba a...
Okay. No, eso
sí.
Es importante, cuando tiene que ver con el cliente, tienes que contestar, no se preocupe.
Sí, bueno, lo que le iba diciendo es que, mire, usted me dijo que iban a hacer ¿cuánto me dijo? ¿400 qué?
Okay, so el mensualidad va a ser 331. Eso no te lo van a cobrar hasta que tú pasas primero el approval. Yo cuando aprobaba, si estoy diciendo la palabra bien, pero ya cuando le hacen, disculpe, mi español es como de pocha.
No se preocupe, que yo también no hablo muy bien el español.
Y es mi
lenguaje
primario, ¿no?
Primario, exacto. No lo hablo
aunque
bien.
Sea, si me entiendes. Okay.
Sí.
So ya cuando pasas el approval, recuerda, le van a aprobarlo, puede durar de 4 a 8 semanas, okay? Pero cuando ya le hacen el approval, le vamos a llamar, le va a llamar el técnico, okay? Puede ser, yo creo que es Iván que le va a llamar, okay? Y él le va a decir, okay, ya le hicieron el approval. Okay, recuerda que su minimum budget que va a ser 331, okay?
Okay.
Y eso lo pagas el primer mes. Ya cuando estás, ya cuando le hacen el approval, okay? Ahora, recuerda que cuando llega el segundo mes, si tú solo recibiste un lead, okay, no vas a pagar 331 de nuevo. Vas a solo pagar por el lead que recibiste, okay?
Claro.
Pero toma en cuenta, si agarras los 13 leads, okay, entonces le van a cobrar de nuevo el total, 331.
Okay, sí, eso es lo que estaba yo confundido y...
Sí.
Y pues la verdad quería yo...
Y dijiste, ay Dios mío, ¿cuánto ahora me están cobrando? No. So sí, solo pagaste la aplicación, no vas a pagar... los leads hasta que ya hagan el approval. So, eso puede durar de 4 a 8 semanas, pero le van a llamar primero antes que le hacen el cobro. ¿Okay?
Sí.
Okay. So, copia de seguro para el seguro para negocio. Le estoy mandando un correo electrónico. So, agarraste la copia de la, ¿tienes acceso a tu correo electrónico ahorita?
Pues eso es lo que también, es que yo vine tarde del trabajo. Y
no
se
preocupe.
No sé si voy a poder hacerlo, como no estoy
no
muy
se preocupe. Aunque sea, vamos a tomar algunos datos, okay, para contestar algunas preguntas. Y si necesito llamarle mañana de nuevo, no se preocupe, pero aunque sea que tomamos algunas cosas.
¿Usted dice que tengo que mandárselos por email todos?
Solo, okay. Cuando chequeas tu email, ahorita te mandé un ejemplo de la forma que necesitamos. No necesitamos todos los papeles. Es una forma, cuando veas el correo electrónico que te mandé, okay, vas a ver que es una forma que se llama, le mandé un ejemplo, pero dice allí certificación de liability de seguridad. Es una forma, okay. So, le mandé el ejemplo. Ese es el único papel que yo necesito que me mandas el foto, okay. Puedes tomarlo con tu teléfono y por tu teléfono, por mensaje, me lo puedes mandar a mi correo electrónico. En vez de que pongas un número para mandarlo por texto, vas a poner mi correo electrónico. N, como de Nancy Medina, @relevantads.com.
Déjeme, permítame, porque yo no sé si lo puede hacer. Yo ahora mismo estoy en el carro.
No se preocupe. Una cosa que le quería preguntar.
Sí.
¿Cuándo fue que estableciste la compañía? ¿En qué año?
No me recuerdo bien la fecha, pero fue en el 2018.
Eso es todo lo que necesito, el año, 2018. Perfecto.
Sí.
La compañía, el dirección físico para la compañía es el 5001, ¿no? 5001 East Liberty Street en Tampa.
Sí,
esa es
la
dirección que usas. Okay. ¿Y no tienes el número de identificación, la que está en los taxes, el EIN número? ¿Esa no la tienes contigo ahorita?
¿De los taxes?
Ajá.
No.
Okay, no se preocupe. Me la puedes mandar mañana. ¿Y cuándo? What is the state? Okay, es Florida. Okay. Licencia no es requerido. Okay.
¿Licencia de qué? ¿De conducir?
De la compañía. El billing, la licencia de la compañía, pero no es un requerido. Solo necesitan tu seguridad y el background check. Ellos no es un requerido para que tengas la licencia del negocio.
Okay, bueno, déjeme, permítame que yo estoy chequeando okay. a ver si, okay, aquí, déjame ver. O sea, no necesito mostrarles o mandar lo que usted se refiere como lo que es el okay, licencia cuando se, es que yo no entiendo esa parte, a mí me confunde.
Oh,
licencia.
Sí, mira, yo nomás estaba leyendo las preguntas, pero eso no es aplicado para usted, porque para este programa, para el Google garantizado, recuerda que yo te dije que solo necesitan esa forma de la aseguranza y el background check. No es necesidad que tengas la licencia para el negocio, que es el business license. No
okay,
es un
okay,
requerido
sí.
Para usted.
Okay, el business license, eso yo lo tengo.
¿O si la tienes?
Pues pienso que es el business license, o porque uno es la corporación, right?
Right.
Okay, the first one is the corporation. The second
right.
one is the business license, which you register in the, I mean, to the DMV.
Right, but let
oh,
me tell you
okay.
though.
Okay.
Okay. They don't require it for you.
Okay.
Tú hablas
okay.
el inglés muy bien.
I just try.
You speak it really well, Santos.
I just try, like I say.
No, you speak real well. No. Okay. So the requirements para este programa, nomás para recordarle, okay?
Okay.
Dependiendo en la categoría y dependiendo en la locación. Okay. Hay
yeah.
algunos negocios que tienen que dar la licencia del negocio, tienen que dar la aseguranza y el background check. Okay. Para tu categoría, ahí en tu área, para el Google mm-hmm. garantizado, los únicos requeridos es la aseguranza
okay.
y el background check. So no te preocupes de la licencia.
El background check is just the you say the Social Security, right?
Es todo.
Es
todo.
Okay.
Todo.
Bueno, yo
okay.
tengo aquí el que, bueno, si usted habla el que es el, dígame el número. Which one is the number that you talk about the in liability insurance, which is
the liability insurance. Es uno
liability.
Que dice, it'll say, a mero arriba va a decir accord, que es AAC. C de casa, O de
uh-huh.
Oscar, R de Roberto, D de David. And then it says Certificate of Liability Insurance.
Let me see. I just tried to read Certificate. Understand. You said that I can send you a picture?
Yes, me puedes mandar el foto. So if you take a, ¿de qué tipo de teléfono tienes? iPhone, Android, o qué clase?
Android.
Android, okay. So, cuando tomas un foto, right, you
mm-hmm.
can send that picture that you take, like it's like you take a picture and you can send it, through a text message, right?
Yeah.
So when you do it like a text message, Santos, you know where it says 2 and you put the phone number. ¿A quién se lo vas a mandar, right?
Mm-hmm.
En vez de que pongas el número de teléfono donde vas a enviar ese mensaje, vas a poner mi correo electrónico. You're going to put my email address.
Oh, okay.
And it'll send it to my email.
Okay.
Okay. So la forma va a decir certificate of liability insurance.
Certificate, I just tried to read, porque yo tengo, este, no sé si es diferente esta. Aquí yo tengo que
mira.
Dice...
Fíjate, ok. Estás en tu teléfono mirando tus mensajes ahorita, right? you could see your messages.
Okay, okay. Okay. You send me something, right? You send
ahorita le voy a mandar. Le voy a mandar okay. algo. Le voy a mandar la aplicación de nuevo, okay?
Okay.
Cuando abres la aplicación, el enlace que le estoy mandando, quiero que cliqueas al enlace y te voy a decir donde vas a poder ver cómo se mira esa forma. Okay, so this way you know okay. which one it is.
Okay.
Déjame mandártelo de nuevo. But I'm going to help you fill out the form still. Okay?
Okay, okay.
So déjame ir, a ver. Okay. Ahorita. Okay. Me dices cuando le llegue. Ahorita te acaba de mandar. You're going to receive it any second now.
Sí, déme un segundo que otra vez tengo otra gente que está detrás de mí.
Okay, get it. Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay. Sí. Okay. El mensaje que te mandé.
Okay.
Okay. Dice, hi Santos Montero, please fill out and submit your Google Guaranteed form below. Okay. ¿Ves el enlace que está ahí que dice HTTPS forms? En el mensaje.
Let me open. I guess it was the last message, right?
La última, the very last one I sent you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ahí sale uno que dice Google Guarantee.
Esa es.
So, application of form.
Click
okay.
on the form. Click on the link.
The link, let me see.
El enlace que está ahí. Es la que dice HTTPS.
Did I do it right? I don't know. Let me see. Okay, yo vi algo aquí que dice, an example. Sí,
esa es. Ese es el okay. papel que necesitamos. Ajá.
Ay. Déjeme ver si no lo tengo, porque tengo un montón de papeles y no sé dónde está. Déjeme un segundo, porque yo tengo uno, pero es uno más pequeño que dice General Ability. Y tiene a policy number.
Esa no es. Es esta otra forma. So, a veces, I know sometimes, cuando yo tenía mi negocio hace unos 10 años atrás, I didn't have that form. Ellos me dieron todas las otras formas menos eso. So I had to call my insurance and tell them, hey, I need that liability form. Porque yo hacía taquizas, right? And because I was doing a big event at a state park, I had to have that form. I had all my other papers. So I just had to call my insurance lady and I had to tell her, hey, you need to give me this liability form. Okay? Ellos lo tienen. No le cuesta nada for them. They just got to send it to you. You could tell them, email it, whatever. But that's the form that they need. Esa es la forma. Okay? La forma se llama ACORD. COI. Que es el Certificate of Liability Insurance. La chiquita, the little one that you're talking about, yo sé de cuál estás hablando, pero esa no es.
Yeah, let me just double check, because I think that phone is one here. If it's this one. Certificate of Liability Insurance, yes.
Okay, perfect.
I have the page, but I guess they got more pages, but I don't have them. It's just the page the pace I see in here, will you send okay. me?
The only one I need is just that example. Ese es el único papel, el ejemplo. Like the, like the example. That's it. That's all we need.
But it's different. I guess it's going to change something different. Oh, no, 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 no. I think it's this one.
It might look
tiene,
a little different.
No tiene un date que si expira ni nada.
Okay. I don't think the example shows a date que expira.
Yeah, no, no lo tiene. Okay, so you want me I send you this picture?
Yeah.
Take a picture and send it to
take the picture and then send it to my email. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Let me see if I can do it.
I'll help you. Don't worry.
Okay, let me. So I'm going to take pictures first.
Take the picture and you're going to send it like a text message, right?
Oh, my God. Give me. Oh, my God. Give me a second.
It's okay.
Again.
Toma tu tiempo.
Stay hold to. Oh. Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Perdón, yo creo que es que son dos customers que estaban lidiando conmigo y ya es muy noche, pero como quiera ahí están
sí.
todavía.
No, se preocupe.
Okay, voy a tratar de hacerlo rápido. I want to take picture. Okay. Picture.
Y vas
picture.
A poner, le voy a letrear my email address.
Sí.
N de Nicolás.
Give me a second. I just tried to get the picture because...
Okay.
I'm in the car and I don't see. I don't understand why he's not really nice here. I don't know if you're gonna see it.
Okay. Pero ya sabes cuál papel es, ¿no?
Sí, so, sí, acá.
Si me la mandas cuando ya llegas a la casa, estás adentro de tu casa donde hay más, you know, luz. Take the picture and then send it to my email. You'll just where it said, like when you're sending it as a text message, okay? Mm-hmm. You're gonna just send it to my email. You're gonna put N Medina @ y vas a poner relevantads.com.
Okay.
I'll send it to you in the text message again, where you're going to send it, what email. Okay?
I'll get my stuff inside in the house.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. And then make sure that you get the EIN number tonight. So when I call you tomorrow, I need the EIN number. Que es el employer identification número, es el que están tus taxes. I think it's like 16 digits. Okay?
If you give me a second, I will show you, I will send it to you everything.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I'll wait.
I'm in the... Okay, I got a question. You say, this is from my, because my taxes, whenever I put my taxes, everything is together. I mean, I'm not reporting separately. I report together with my personal and my business.
Yeah, sole proprietor. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Pero hay un número que se llama EIN, que es el E de Eduardo, I de India, N de Nicolás. Es un número. Yo lo tenía también when I used to do my taxes for my taco catering business.
Let me see.
I would do mine together because I had more write-offs.
So this one I just, this is just a number, right? That you need?
Yeah, it's just a phone number. It's a phone number. It's just a number. I believe it's 16 digits.
Okay. Just have an idea because I trying, but I don't know if I can. Where are gonna find the number?
Okay. On your taxes, it's an EIN number. This is employer identification number. It's on your taxes.
Employee.
Let's see if I could tell you where it would be at. Okay, if you're looking at your, when you're looking at your taxes, okay, it's usually on the first page right under, it'll say like your income tax, right? And then it'll say the year, say 2021. It's right underneath of that. It'll say EIN number.
Can you, there's no way you can you send me a picture so that way I can see if you don't mind?
Yeah. Let me show you where, let me see.
I see a number, it's OMV. No, I don't know if it's that one.
Let me see if I could find what it starts with. Let me see if I could send you a picture.
Luego yo tengo una, yo tengo la luz, se ve toda amarilla, no se ve bien.
Okay. Well, send it to me and we'll see how it looks. El EIN number es como el tax ID number. So, la forma es como, por ejemplo, it's like on your 1120 form. I know it just depends. Let's see. If I could look up something.
When did you say 11? 17, 41.
Es como unos, I think it's 16 numbers, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to look back to see. Show images of where. Let me see where I can find one. Okay. En tu forma, it's going to be, like, when you're looking at, you have your 1040 form? Do you have a 1040 form? El 1040? Your tax form? 1040, it could be an 1120 form. Because it's usually in the top right-hand corner.
There's many pages. I don't know. Many.
Okay. Es como, it's like the beginning pages, right? It's usually like the one of the very first forms where it has your name, your address, your social security number, your dependents.
Okay, I got a question. What about the W-2? You can have found
it. Look at your W-2. Maybe it might be on the W-2. Okay, let's look at the, what does the W-2 say? Because it might be on that one.
Bueno, the W-2 nada más sería, this is federal income tax. Tiene social security.
Okay. Tax ID?
Tax.
Dice tax ID number?
No, porque yo tengo un social security.
Okay.
So, el otro dice employee SSA number, que ese es mi número de social security.
Okay.
El
y luego, ¿qué dice?
Employee FDE ID number.
Esa es. Read me the numbers.
Okay, te lo repito. Dice que es employer is FDE
federal
ID number.
Ajá.
Ese es el número.
Sí, ese es el número. Es como unos 16 números, right? Like 16 numbers.
No, aquí nomás son nueve números.
¿Nueve números?
Sí.
Ok, ¿y qué más veas allí?
Eso está en una parte que no tiene más que eso.
Ok. Ok, give me those numbers and we're going to see if that one works. If it doesn't, they'll tell us. Pero es el tax ID number. I'm pretty sure it's that one. Ok, let me go. Hold on. Okay. El E, pero dice federal, right? It doesn't say how many numbers is the
employer. Employer S D. I mean F E D ID number.
Okay, déjame ver algo.
Porque no hay otro.
Okay.
Los más tienen lo mismo.
That's the one. Give me the number.
That's
it says
one?
It
okay.
Tell me that it should be that one. Okay, ¿cuál
okay,
es?
Okay, it's 37. I mean,
37. 34.
34. 01.
01.
76110.
Okay, 34-01-76-110, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Y luego, ¿qué más? Hold on, let me look at the other.
That was the number you was asking, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm just looking at the next questions. Okay.
Okay. You got the number, but I still have to send you the copy of...
The copy of the insurance, of that paper. Now, it's asking me, on the next question, it says, please list the counties and or cities that the business services. So, what cities do you service?
Well,
or condados?
The cities... I'm living in Tampa, so I would like to work in Tampa, but I still go a little bit outside in Tampa. So let's say from my location, I try to reach like 15 miles away.
15?
15. I think it's 15.
So Tampa City.
I don't know if I'm allowed.
15 miles away from Tampa.
I mean, around Tampa.
Yeah, 15 miles around. Okay, so we're talking, let me go here. I'm looking to see what cities are around you. Okay, so lo que yo estoy viendo, if we're talking 15 miles around you, so I see Lutz, Brandon, Riverview, Esas Arias, Temple Terrace?
Yes, I live in Temple Terrace.
Okay. So what cities do you want me to notate on here? Any of those? Or I know Tampa for sure, Temple Terrace, Brandon.
I confused because Temple Terrace is in Tampa.
That's weird. Yeah, I'm just looking at a map.
Yeah.
So vamos a decir Tampa. Y luego, ¿o quieres nombrarlo por condado? Because this is going to be the areas that we're going to be making sure you're targeting.
Okay, question. Do you think you can, can you take a look? Because I just want to know, I just to make, not make a mistake.
Yeah.
I just tried to reach Hillsborough County.
Okay.
Hillsborough County. Whatever how big it is, Hillsborough County, that's the thing I want to reach.
That's what I want to know. Perfect. So I'm going to put Hillsborough County. Okay.
Yeah, Hillsborough County.
That's what I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it simple. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure I spell Hillsborough County right.
Yeah.
I don't want to spell that wrong. Porque hay otro Hillsborough en otro estado.
Sí, hay otros estados también, pero yo creo que se pronuncian igual, Hillsborough County.
Yeah, but they spell it different in Florida. Okay, perfect. Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're just saying one business owner. Okay, esa es la única cosa. So the only thing you need to do is get me that certificate. Okay, send that to me. Okay, once I upload the certificate, then it'll take me to the next questions. So mañana le voy a llamar because then you can give me your social security tomorrow. Don't give it to me today because it doesn't let me get to the next page until I get your uploaded certificate. Okay, so ¿a qué horas le puedo llamar mañana? Because the other one's just simple questions. You don't need all these other datos, okay? So once you send me your certificate of the insurance, okay, I'm going to upload it to the application, okay? And then I'm going to call you tomorrow. There's probably like maybe 10 more questions, and that's it. And it's real fast. It's this first page that takes the longest because we need all that other information, okay? So, your appointment is tomorrow a las 6. So, what time can I call you tomorrow? I want to call you before your appointment. So, tomorrow. Yo le dije a él que si le podía llamar más cerca hasta las 7, right? But I do want to call you before you have your interview tomorrow with him, with Iván.
Okay.
So,
but
su tarea, uh-huh. Mira, yo te voy a ayudar. Don't worry, Santos. It's going to be simple. I promise you. Su tarea para hoy, okay, your homework, I don't care what time you send it. Send me that email with the picture of your insurance, okay?
Can you check? I think I send it. I don't know if I did.
Let me
right.
check. Let me see. I'll tell you if you did.
I'm
going to do this, Santos. I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to do this with you because I know that you won't you won't give me problems, okay? I'm going to text you from my personal phone number. I'm not supposed to do this.
Okay.
It's my personal number. So.
Yeah, no problem. I just send you the picture.
Okay. Okay. Copy of insurance. This way, you could just send it to my cell phone.
All right. Appreciate it.
That'll make it easier for you. I want to make this process as simple as possible. Ahorita te lo mandé. 863-2936.
Okay.
Did you get it? My text? It says copy of insurance.
Yeah.
I sent it to you from my cell phone.
Okay.
If you send me the picture there, then I can email it to myself.
Let me see if I can do something.
Okay.
There, let me check. I try and done. I don't know what I'm doing.
So take the picture and send it to me like a text and just text it to my phone number, 714-944-8685.
Okay, I send it to you and see if you can.
Okay, let's see if I get it.
Okay. This is the only one I think I have. Looks same. I don't know if it's that one.
Yep, that's it.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Pero no tiene nada, huh?
What
I'm
mean?
Looking to see, do they have information filled out here?
No tiene nada.
No tiene nada llenado on it, right?
No.
Okay. So they didn't fill this out. Wait, hold on. Professional. Oh, this says professional cleaning services, ultimate property enhancement.
Oh, cleaning services? Hold on. Oh, I meant to send you another one that isn't. Oh, hold on. Oh, maybe I did it wrong. Well, I know that I have.
Okay.
I don't really, okay.
So this is the form, but we need the one for the business. This one's for cleaning services.
Yeah, this is not even mine.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I said okay. Somebody else.
Okay. I was gonna say, esa no es. It doesn't look like yours. Okay. Do you have it though?
Yeah, I do. I have, but I don't know what this thing.
Okay. Right. So this is the form that they're requiring, but we need the one with your business.
Oh.
Okay.
It's just crazy because I'm supposed to have all that.
Yeah, you should have that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, look through your papers. If you don't have it, you need to call your insurance, and they need to email it to you.
I wish I can have somebody help me with this situation.
I know.
I know how to do my business. I'm pretty good doing the business that I do, but the problem is doing paperwork, I'm kind of slow.
I hear you. No worries. So mira, look through your papers tonight. If you don't have that paper, you're going to call your insurance. Keep it simple. Just tell them, I need my certificate of liability, the Accord COI, and tell them, I need that ASAP. I need you to email it to me. It's a form that they're supposed to give you. So you should always have it, right? A lot of times they don't give it to you right away. I know it happened to me. That's why. So then tomorrow, okay, if you find the form tonight, though, text it to me, to my cell phone, okay? If you don't find it, if you don't have it, then you need to call your insurance tomorrow and tell them, listen, you have a representative for your insurance, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you just call them and say, listen, I need the Accord COI form, okay? It's a certificate of liability. Tell them I need it. I was never given that certificate. And you need it right away. You tell them I need it ASAP. I need you to email it to me. Okay? Yo te hablo mañana. So no te preocupes. We're going to get through this, okay? If we have to change your appointment tomorrow, don't worry about it. We're going to get you through this process. I'm going to help you. I'm not going to make it hard for you at all. I promise. Okay?
All right.
Okay. All right, Santos. Have a good evening. Descanse un poco, ¿no?
Well, I got a bunch of papers here, but I don't know what it is. So, yeah.
Look through the papers. You know that if you don't find it, that means you don't have it. So call your insurance. So that way they can email it to you.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Okay. Have a good night, Santos.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.